On paper, there doesn't seem to be much of a problem. Last year, the unemployment rate for veterans was about 0.5% less than the national figure. But the numbers don't tell the whole story, according to state employment specialist Curtis McDowell.
If that mature veteran has a family, then he's going to take a position, period. So consequently, he's off the unemployment roll, but he's underemployed.
Underemployed is a polite way of saying he has a dead-end job. And McDowell says it's older veterans who struggle with this most. Many of the new wave of young soldiers who enlisted after 9/11 and are now leaving the service take GI benefits and head straight to college. It's different for veterans in their 30s and 40s with decades of military service.
They've enlisted out of high school, they made this a career, and then they try to relate it. They try to transfer it from civilian, from military sector to civilian sector. And I found a lot of them having difficulty with that.
It's kind of tough.
Rodney Moselle seems like a great job candidate. His resume features 20 years of service in the Marine Corps and several deployments. His most recent assignment was mentoring and teaching young Marines. When he left the service in 2004, he was over 30, but opted to spend 2.5 years getting a bachelor's degree. He's gregarious and confident in his dark suit at this career fair held at Lowe's Motor Speedway. But for 7 months, he says he's had trouble convincing employers he's got what it takes for a job in human resources.
It's a little bit challenging that you see what the requirements are. They may say, well, we want you to have a master's degree. Well, you know, I may not have a master's degree, I have a bachelor's, but I also spent 20 years dealing with people, so it's a little bit different.
Curtis McDowell says he sees veterans in Moselle's situation all the time. They have vast experience an employer would be crazy to ignore. And yet something gets lost in translation.
I'll give you a perfect example. I've talked with 7 to 8 people here within the last 20 minutes. When I ask them, what type of work are you seeking? What are you applying for? Well, I'm looking for a job in logistics. Well, that means very little to the civilian sector. That could mean that they are a truck driver. They could be a warehouse manager.
So how should they communicate? If they want a job in logistics, what should they be asking for?
They should be asking specifically for the position that they want. They're not going into that civilian company as a logistic manager or a logistic supervisor. That company is looking for a warehouse worker. That company is looking for a forklift operator. And they have to learn to communicate those two different things.
McDowell says some jobs are a natural fit for veterans. Trucking companies love retired soldiers used to driving big military vehicles. The Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Department has asked McDowell to refer every veteran he sees. The U.S. Border Patrol is at this career fair, too, for obvious reasons. But what about veterans interested in a corporate career, like Moselle? Some big corporations seem to be coming around. Bank of America, for example.
The bank has a big priority for hiring veterans. We find they are skilled, talented workers.
John Fenlon is an executive recruiter for Bank of America. He's also a veteran. The bank's booth is by far the busiest place at the career fair, with 7 recruiters like Fenlon working the crowd in their matching red shirts. He says the Charlotte-based bank launched a veterans hiring initiative about 18 months ago when it realized it was missing out on great talent.
The dilemma we have is a lot of people at the bank can't read a military resume. How do you translate what a sergeant does or a platoon leader does or someone in avionics does to the bank?
You get people like Fenlon to translate. That's how. In just over an hour, he's collected a stack of resumes, all carefully annotated on his red clipboard. Every veteran who visits the booth is also encouraged to apply with the bank through a special website. During our brief conversation, the line of job seekers to speak with Fenlon has begun piling up in the aisle. It's Sean Birch's turn.
Hi, I'm Sean.
John Fenlon. Sean Birch. You got a resume?
I do.
Birch was a cook in the Army and has worked as a plumber in the years since he left the service. That's where Fenlon zeroes in.
You know, we have our own construction company.
You do?
We build our own buildings. I would also look at the supply chain because we get very involved with vendors.
2 minutes later, Birch's resume has been flagged for a possible job, and he's smiling. He hopes his days of underemployment may soon be over. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.